What's in the news? The death of a queen.
I wanted to wish a happy Veterans Day to all our troops.
I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News. 34-year-old Playboy model Katie May was the self-dubbed queen of Snapchat. She had more than 2 million followers on Instagram.
She was always a firecracker. She was always a spark plug.
Her sister, Megan Mitchell, is now talking openly about Katie May's sudden death last winter.
You always think, like, this won't happen to my family. Like, this sort of thing won't happen to my family. But it did. You know what I mean? And there's a huge gaping hole, you know, in our family now.
Back in February, May tweeted she had a pinched nerve in her neck and was going to a chiropractor.
Friends say she became sick a few hours after her appointment and was taken to the emergency room. She was pronounced brain dead the next day and taken off life support.
The LA County coroner says she died of a tear of one of the major arteries that carries blood to the brain, a likely result of the treatment.
This is actually more common than people think. That people get over-adjusted and there's a tear and it causes a stroke and death.
Ronald Richards is an attorney representing May's estate. Experts say it really is rare, but May's sister Jenny says it's worth talking about.
This brings awareness to the possible risk factors of a neck adjustment. You know, while it's rare, I was shocked to see how many cases there are, but now there's a public face to put with those risk factors.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kaith in CBS News.